This is Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
Time for the Dina Lohan update.
Everybody loves Dina Lohan, right? Wah, wah, wah.
Her and Jesse Nadler, her boyfriend, broke up couple days ago.
So, first of all, Dina Lohan is Lindsay Lohan's mom.
The Dina Lohan update.
There has been controversy in the past with Dina Lohan. People think that she has exploited her children in order to become famous herself. And, well, would you look at that? We're talking about her.
Nailed it. But her and this guy have been dating for about 5 years. The odd thing about it is that they've never met.
Oh.
They're just internet boyfriend and girlfriend. And then apparently there's an engagement involved now. And he had a quote about them getting back together. I'd like to read it to you. Me and Dina got back together. Intense love sometimes gets intense.
I need to get that tattooed on my lower back.
Intense love sometimes gets intense. She's in my blood and in my heart. Even when I was mad at her all weekend, I just can't stay mad at her. I've never loved anyone until I found Dina. I feel like this whole relationship is like when you're in junior high and you're dating a girl from like another town. I grew up in a very small town, so I was related to everyone in Maidstone. So I started dating girls from other small towns. Lashburn, Trashburn, as we called it.
Hey, that's mean.
Payton, Waseca.
One of my first boyfriends was, we started dating through MSN. But I actually wasn't talking to him. I was talking to his friend.
Oh.
And he was like, you're dating my friend Chad now. And I was like, perfect. And then we like met up, didn't talk to each other.
Well, see, that's why I bet Jesse Nadler and Dina Lohan have decided to not meet yet.
Well, that would suck. You're engaged and then you meet and you don't even like the person.
I dated a girl who lived in Payton, Saskatchewan, which is about 10 minutes away. And
not too bad.
Pretty intense relationship, just on the phone.
Is that a 10-minute bike ride?
No, it would be a good 40-minute bike ride on a very dangerous highway. I didn't even try that. But she ended up coming to the school dance, and that was the first time we had actually saw each other.
Did you dance?
Just the last dance. That's what you do.
You waited till the end of the dance to dance with your girlfriend?
Yeah. You wait on other sides of the gym.
Okay. And then what a waste of time. Why aren't these dances just one song then?
Well, exactly. And you just dance like facing the other line.
I've been waiting a long time ago. Where did you come from? And while all the while you're maintaining eye contact with your girlfriend.
Yeah. And then, we danced. Okay. And it was super intense.
You look.
She was a lot taller than me because I hadn't hit puberty yet, right? And she had.
Oh, no.
My hands weren't on her hips.
Leave room for
that.
Jesus. Leave room for Jesus.
Anyway, her dad broke up with me. He said that she wasn't allowed to date. But I feel like this is...
Wait a minute. What happened? Did he call you?
Yeah.
No.
No, I called to talk to her and he answered and said, sorry, she's not allowed to have a boyfriend. And then that was it. That was literally the end. But that's what Dina and Jesse are involved in.
Okay, so they've never met.
Getting pretty serious, yeah.
This might be heartbreaking for those of you that love Jason Momoa's beard, but I like it. He just shaved it off. First time since 2012. Gotten rid of all the characters he's portrayed over the years, and it's for a good cause. He's raising awareness. I love that he shaved his beard for this because he knows it's going to make noise. Women everywhere are crying, but he's saying, I need to bring awareness to the fact that plastic is killing our planet. I want change for the better, for my kids, for your kids, for the world. So let's clean up our oceans and our land. Join me on this journey. Let's make the switch to recyclable aluminum. And he actually came out with a water product that's not in a plastic bottle. It's in an aluminum can.
Just doesn't make any sense to me that shaving his beard has anything to do with that.
It doesn't, but that's how he's raising awareness because his beard is iconic, Ryder. Don't you get it? God.
Tell me something good.
No, I don't get it.
Okay, well, he looks smoking without the beard, so I'm pumped about this.
Right on. Didn't he have like $20 he could have donated? Time now for a segment we call Unsung Heroes. This is where we give shout-outs to people and things that maybe don't always get them, but definitely deserve them.
Shout out to my thighs. In hot weather on a patio. Guess I'm stuck on this chair forever now.
cool design when you get up to
the sweatsuit. Yeah.
Shout out to Spring for skipping weather people like and going from too dang cold to too darn hot.
Shout out to Blue Jays. Every time I see a Blue Jay, I'm like, holy crap, look at that Blue Jay. That's so cool. Guys, did you see that? There's a Blue Jay.
Which one did you see? Like Vladdy Guerrero Jr.?
No, the bird.
Oh. Shout out to the Calgary Flames for sucking their way through the first round again. You almost tricked us into thinking you were good this year, losers.
Shout out to leather car seats in the summer. Guess I'm stuck in this car forever.
You just used the same punchline again?
Yeah.
Okay. Shout out to shout out to snowboards.
Shout out to whoever stole my iPod back in the spring of 2011. I hope you embarrassed yourself at a party by putting on my extreme party playlist because, psych, it's just Nickelback. I want that iPod back.
Look at this photograph. Shout out to Lawns for being in that weird teenager stage right now where they just want to be left alone for a little while. They need some space.
It's Complaint Corner
with Ryder and Lisa.
I don't like when people try and talk to me or distract me when I'm applying mascara. There's a specific routine involved.
Okay.
It can't get dry after the first layer is applied. So if someone's like, Lisa, I'm going to need you to help me with something. And I'm like, I'm on mascara duty right now.
Okay.
Any female or man listening that applies mascara knows exactly what I'm talking about
right now. Here's the problem, though. Maybe you shouldn't do it when you're at work. Like, I know this is a direct chirp to me because I'm like, yo, Lisa, we got to go on the air.
And I'm like, no, I've only applied one layer. It's going to dry and then I won't be able to apply another layer.
Okay, but no, this is your job. You get paid to be here.
I also get paid to complain. Your turn.
Okay, well, I'm going to Costco today to do a little shopping for the weekend.
Oh, the long weekend Costco haul.
I know, and that's what I want to complain about. It's the worst parking lot in the city trying to find a parking spot, even though they leave extra space for cars. Like, they have more room for the doors because you're jamming in cardboard boxes into your car.
Oh.
But I just don't understand why it's so busy.
Because it's Easter weekend, Ryder.
I know, but how many people need 75 rolls of toilet paper? Anyway, and then I go and try to have lunch there. There's no tables.
There's never a table.
So I'm standing in the corner eating a hot dog like some kind of dog.
Yeah, it must remind you of high school. Oh, there's nowhere for me to sit? Okay, I'll just stand over here and eat my lunch.
Trending this hour.
I highly recommend you check out Homecoming. It's the Beyonce documentary that is officially on Netflix. It's 2 hours and 17 minutes of absolute gold.
I would prefer, just because it's a little too long for me, you check out Homecoming, the song with Chris Martin from Coldplay and Kanye West. It's only about 3 minutes and it is fire.
Okay, but in all seriousness, I'm just going to quote Beyonce from this documentary just to give you an idea. She said, instead of pulling out my flower crown, it was more important that I brought our culture to Coachella. I studied my history, I studied my past, and I put every mistake, all of my triumphs, my 22-year career into my two-hour homecoming performance. She says, it literally felt like we were in our own university and struggling together. The hours were unbelievable. So that's why it's like homecoming.
Yeah. I also have a quote from Homecoming, but the song.
Oh my gosh, Ryder.
I met this girl when I was 3 years old, and what I love most is she had so much soul. She said, excuse me, little homie, I know you don't know me, but my name is Wendy Ann. I like to blow trees in.
My favorite part about the Beyonce documentary was after she gave birth to the twins, she knew she had to perform at Coachella the next year, and the way she trained, it's just incredible how our bodies can get back into shape after giving birth.
And my favorite part of Homecoming is the start where it goes dun 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 dun. We got Harley in the parking lot at work giving out free leg shavings in case you need to prepare for patio season. Lisa's on Facebook Live, and I think I got her live here on the show as well. What's up, girl?
Hey, Ryder. We are here at Harley's patio preparation station. Update. We have the brand new razor finally out of the package. Yeah. It has yet to be used. Zero customers so far. We had Hannah stop by, who does the show at 9 a.m. here on Hot 107. her legs were hairy, yet she still wasn't interested. So I'm not really sure.
Wrong yeah. again.
I watched that on Facebook Live. So she actually needs to shave her legs, and she still wasn't willing to do it for the cost of $0.
I know.
Some people's children, you know.
So this, I guess we wouldn't say this is a real successful endeavor so far.
I mean, we're just putting it out there into the atmosphere, so here's hoping we can get at least one person to stop by to visit Harley here at the Hot 107 studio. So good luck, Harley. I'm going to head back inside because I am so cold.
Okay, that's a good problem.
I don't know why I think this idea is so funny. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
That's my favorite song still.
I recorded you singing along to it. You want to hear a little of that?
You really got to stop doing that. You're being so annoying today.
What do you mean?
Pranking people when they're trying to get through for Ariana Grande tickets.
I'm not doing that. Oh, look. There's another caller.
Hi.
Have you guys already given away the Ariana Grande tickets?
I'm sorry. I don't know what you're talking about. This is a doctor's office.
Stop.
Yeah, we gave the tickets away already.
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice,
only from Hot 107.